This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 528,000 people have lost their lives from COVID-19 globally, approximately 130,000 in the United States. The number of infections continues to surge, especially in the U.S. and Brazil. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed infections, Brazil more than 1.5 million, together making more than a third of the global figure of 11.2 million. Florida and Texas states have merged as the latest hotspots of U.S. coronavirus. They've both reported to record daily increases in confirmed COVID-19 cases Saturday alone, with nearly 20,000 additional infections combined. For a sixth straight day, Texas also registered an all-time high in the number of people hospitalized with the highly contagious respiratory illness, more than 7,800 patients after 238 new admissions over the past 24 hours. By comparison, New York State, the U.S. epicenter of the outbreak months ago, reported just 844 hospitalizations on Saturday, far below the nearly 19,000 hospital beds occupied by COVID-19 patients at the peak of the virus crisis. The World Health Organization says it has accepted the recommendation from the committee overseeing trial testing to discontinue testing of a hydroxychloroquine and an HIV drug combination for COVID-19. The drugs were being compared with standard care for hospitalized patients. WHO says a review of the interim results showed the cocktail produced little or no reduction in the mortality of hospitalized COVID-19 patients. This is VOA News. The Trump administration hosted a large Independence Day celebration in Washington, D.C., even as coronavirus infections continue to rise in many states. During his remarks, the president said he would never allow those he called agitators, anarchists, looters, and Marxists to, in his words, trample on our freedom. Mr. Trump also said that he believes there will be treatment or vaccine for the coronavirus by the end of the year. Pubs, restaurants, and hairdressers reopened in England for the first time in 3 months on what the media called the Super Saturday of restrictions being eased. Some police chiefs have been worried that the reopening of pubs could fuel drunken and irresponsible behavior, while hospitals have been warned to prepare for a New Year's Eve-style weekend. Britain, the worst-hit European country, has more than 300,000 cases of coronavirus infections and an official death toll of more than 44,000. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, called on people to behave responsibly and respect social distancing regulations as the risk of resurgence of coronavirus remains. Mindful of an economy that has been hit due to the lockdown, he also stressed the importance of supporting businesses. Prime Minister Johnson is expected to begin phasing out the use of Chinese tech giant Huawei's technology in Britain's 5G network as soon as this year. The Daily Telegraph reports officials are drawing up proposals to stop installing new Huawei Technologies equipment in the 5G network in as little as 6 months to speed up the removal of technology that is already in place. The move comes after the nation's spy agency, GCHQ, raised new security fears over Chinese technology. A report prepared by GCHQ's National Cybersecurity Center concludes that new U.S. sanctions on Huawei will force the company to use untrusted technology that could make the risk impossible to control. In the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland, Baltimore protesters there pulled down a statue of Christopher Columbus and they threw it into the city's inner harbor. Demonstrators on Saturday night used ropes to topple the monument near the Little Italy neighborhood. News outlets reported that the protesters mobilized by the death of George Floyd at the hands of police have called for the removal of statues of Columbus, Confederate figures, and others. They say that the Italian explorer is responsible for the genocide and exploitation of native peoples in America. Statues of Columbus have also been toppled or vandalized in cities like Miami, Richmond, Virginia, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Boston, where one was decapitated. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.